I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. One of her priorities this session was to restore public safety, but majority Democrats didn't seem as interested in that.
I think the biggest thing for me was the loss of the bill that would have restored police pursuit under reasonable suspicion. That's a huge thing that our law enforcement officers lost last session. And we were so close to finalizing that bill, and the Democrats stopped it in the waning hours of this session. And so I worry about the public safety, the safety of our communities, and what our law enforcement officers are going to be facing. We know that pursuit was a big thing that they needed to be restored, and unfortunately, it didn't happen this session.
Another priority was returning affordability.
There were two things that really stuck out in my mind. One was the budget. So we had historic surplus, $15 billion. The Democrats spent all but $2.6 billion of it. Let that sink in a supplemental session with no meaningful tax relief. No meaningful tax relief to families and people who are really struggling with the increased costs that we're seeing today. The second piece was a bill that our newest senator actually sponsored, and it was to create a gas tax holiday. Gas prices are going through the roof with the things that are happening internationally, but they were happening before then, and his bill would simply say stop collecting the state gas tax. That would amount to over 50 cents a gallon off of the cost of fuel. States across the country are doing this. This is not a novel idea, but it's one that would bring immediate relief to families. And unfortunately, the Democrats wouldn't bring it up for a vote.
The third priority was rebuilding trust. But again, Democrats didn't appear to share that goal.
No meaningful reform to the governor's emergency powers. Look, that was a huge loss this session. And I laid that at the feet of the Democrats.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.